We know the Suns beat the Warriors on Tuesday in a very, very good basketball game. Let's bring in Eddie Johnson. He retired from the NBA as the all-time leading scorer off the bench. He's been a Suns broadcaster since 2001. Also, Sirius XM Radio, co-host of the NBA Today show. Talked to GP2 the other day, Gary Payton II. Eddie Johnson, we love him here on the Morning Roast. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
We can't complain. We're ready for this game tonight at Chase Center. And let me ask you this. Tuesday night, were the Suns more motivated to beat the Warriors and send a message to the rest of the league? Or were they more motivated just to go through the month of November without a loss?
Well, I think both. I mean, come on. I mean, the Warriors walked into that game with the best record in the league. You got the most popular player, I believe, right now in the league, Steph Curry. The Warriors' history over the last number of years has been tremendous. And so it's really two things. It was one, to continue the streak, which is number one. Mm-hmm. But number two is to be able to continue it against a team that with the best record and a team that everyone knows when totally healthy is a very dangerous basketball club. So, yeah, I think both of those things played a role.
You know, we're looking at Steph Curry, and he didn't play good the other night. If we were making a pie chart, you know, people could say he was off. Okay, I hear you. He was off. A bigger slice of that pie was Mikal Bridges. Explain to our audience who Mikal Bridges is in terms of a defender night in, night out.
Yeah, well, first let me say this. I mean, you mentioned when you introduced me that I was the, you know, all-time leading scorer, and I retired off the bench. And so I'm here to protect guys that don't get the attention that Steph Curry gets. And it's just funny to me, and I've always said this, you know, like when a role player struggles, people like, oh, he's playing bad. You know, they really shut him down. But when a star plays bad, people say, oh, he was just off.
Hmm.
How does that go? I mean, like, no, in the real world, you would say if Steph Curry stepped in a gym and it was no defense on him, that he'd outshoot everybody, correct?
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so now when he's not shooting well, it's because, oh, somebody, you know, he was just off. No, Mikal Bridges locked him up. And that's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that's okay. I mean, it's no invincible person. Mike Tyson, we thought, was the most invincible human being when he stepped in the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
How he was knocking people out. And Buster Douglas knocked him out. Okay, so, you know, you can be stopped. And Mikal Bridges had a night against him.
You know,
I listened to Draymond the other day, and Draymond even said it.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, you know, us as athletes, we understand this. You know, it's like, no, and guess what Steph did the last few days? He went back in the lab. I know he did. And he's worked on things. He watched film, and he's worked on things to counter. I had a conversation with him years ago, and he said a guy did something to him, stole the ball from him. And he said the next time he faced the guy, he said he was expecting him to try it again, and he had a counter. And he embarrassed him. That's the beauty of being a tremendous athlete. So
yeah.
Give Mikal Bridges his flowers. He locked them down.
No, we are. We have to,
we don't
Eddie.
Know.
We have
I'm
to,
I'm not
Eddie.
Talking about you guys. I'm just talking about in general.
I know. And, no, Mikal Bridges, and that was a matchup that I was looking forward to, you know, all day long because Bridges, I think, coming from Villanova, I can't believe the Philadelphia 76ers traded him on draft night for who, for what, Zaire Smith. It just was ridiculous to me. Nobody talks about that. But Bridges, look, he's not Kawhi Leonard. But I get Kawhi vibes from him with his length.
Iggy.
His wingspan. Iguodala's a good one.
Yeah.
Where he just knows where to be, and he knows where his help is. And his help, I thought, Tuesday night was exceptional, coming from DeAndre Ayton on those pick and rolls. Mm-hmm. Even JaVale McGee a couple times. Just Phoenix as a whole defensively, I'm so impressed with them where they're so lengthy and athletic that if the Warriors meet them in the playoffs, Eddie, I think this is a team that could give the Warriors their most trouble they had during this five-year run when they went to the NBA Finals.
Well, vice versa. You know, I mean, the Suns will look at you and say, hey, we know what you did a number of years ago, but we just left the Finals. Well, by the way, we were up 2-0. Oh, and by the way, Devin Booker pulled his hamstring. Now, you all can say woe is me as well
right.
with the injury factor, right?
And right.
and Chris Paul's playing with one arm. So if they felt like if they were healthy, they'd have won that series. Just like I felt like if Klay Thompson did not get injured in the series against the Raptors, you all would have gone back to Toronto and beat them.
Mm.
So that's how close it is. And so, you know, you can always say, woe is me and all of that. But I'll just tell you something else about Mikal Bridges. He's a different animal. I mean, because his arms are long.
Mm.
So you can't dribble the ball in his face. He'll rip. He had 7 steals against the Brooklyn Nets last week. So it's a lot to his game. He right now should be in the mention for Defensive Player of the Year. And I don't know if people will go there, but I've been watching this dude all year, over the last few years. He locks people down. He locked down James Harden the game before that, before he played you all. You know, so, I mean, he is here to stay defensively.
Yeah.
And then the one person that knows it is Steph. Because, Steph, I guarantee you, he watched him, and he's coming forward tonight. And he might give him 40 tonight.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to work to get it. And I think from an offensive standpoint, that's what you respect. You know a guy's going to make you work. And I said all this all the time. Great offense will always overcome great defense if you fight through it. And I know Steph's going to fight through it.
You know, Eddie, I'm loving your breakdowns here. This is really, really cool. And obviously, Chris Paul, we know Booker's got the injury right now, but he's a spectacular player. I just love how they've assembled this team. They seem very smart and prepared. I think it's a credit to Monty Williams. But I'm looking at the development of DeAndre Ayton. And I know guy played in an era from prior. And I'm looking at his body physically and his posture. He reminds me of Kevin Willis, Otis Thorpe. But his feet are incredible. His feet are absolutely incredible. And he knows who he is as a player. But take me through the evolution from where he was in year one to where he is right now.
Maturity. That's all. I mean, it's just about maturity. You know, we judge players differently now because, you know, back when I played, you know, and back when obviously Steph's dad played, is, you know, we played 4 years of college for the most part. So we came into the league extremely mature. We knew what a playbook was. We knew what expectations were. We knew how to take care of our body. We knew all those things. We knew that our job was first. You know, we had to earn our second contract. You know, we didn't normally get a big first contract. So all those things come into play for these guys. And so because of that, you're going to have that immaturity. You're going to have that growth that we wouldn't have seen if they had stayed in college. And so that's the only thing with DeAndre. I mean, he's growing and improving like anybody should. You know, he's not going to reach his peak till he's 26, 27. That's about 4 years away.
Mm.
So I'm telling you, the kid is limber, man. Look, he can do a split. Okay?
What?
So, I want you all to watch him before the game. When he comes out before the jump, he goes out there and he extends his leg like a karate kick. His leg is virtually above his head.
Wow.
If I tried that right now, you had to carry me out. I'd tear my hamstring 10 times.
Well, I'm only 39, Eddie, and you'd probably have to carry me out, too.
Bro, I'd carry you out if you just bent over to tie your Jordans.
Yeah, basically. That's where I'm at.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's where DeAndre Ayton is. Eddie Johnson here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. My man Chatsky finally got a good joke in today. He's been trying all morning, Eddie. He finally got a good joke in. Eddie Johnson, of course, longtime NBA player, now the color analyst for the Phoenix Suns. Been doing it since 2001. Also, Sirius XM Radio, co-host on the NBA Today show. After playing the back-to-back last night against Detroit, what's the situation with the Phoenix Suns? Is Chris Paul playing tonight? Is Bridges going to play? Are they going full go tonight with this winning streak on the line?
Well, of course. I think if you're good to go, you're going to play. I mean, who wants to see a streak end?
No doubt.
You don't want to let it end by just, you know, letting it go. I mean, I reserve that for Greg Popovich. He'll do something like that. Greg Popovich, Larry Brown, maybe Phil Jackson, they do something like that. Because, you know, they just weird like that, right? But they're all-time great coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case here. This is a young basketball team. They're hungry. They want to set a record. Why would you even, like, give that part up? I mean, it's not like they're older team. Like, Chris Paul basically is like resting as he's playing. This dude manipulates the game. and controls the game like no other. He's probably the best in the league right now at it. And that's saying a lot for me because, you know, I always felt LeBron was the best at it. But I think Chris Paul right now and has elevated himself to the best maybe controller of the game. And so he's not fatigued. I mean, he played a lot of minutes last night. And I'm talking about I never saw him run a sprint one time. So, you know, they'll be fine. I mean, they want to keep winning. And this is a great test for them to come in here without Devin Booker and to see if they can win a game. Now, they did it for one quarter. Now they got to see if they can do it for three. They did it for two quarters.
Right, second half.
Now they want to see if they can do it for four. And it's going to be a tough task, without a doubt. It's going to be very difficult, but I guarantee you they're going to be right there. They're not running. And so that's the beauty of this team.
Eddie, I'm curious. You're around the team, and you got your bona fides. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got a resume that speaks for itself. But do the kids even know who you are these days on the team? Do you have to, like, tell them, hey, man, search me on Wikipedia? Like, how does that go? Do they know you already before you meet? Or do you got to kind of win them over? Like the Cam Johnsons, these young players that come onto the team, and they're like, who's this guy, Eddie Johnson? You're like, yeah, man, I outscored lots of people in the league.
Yeah, believe it or not, man, they do. I mean, because they, you know, but it could be just one thing that you did in your career that got their attention, right? And the one thing that I did for them, you know, growing up, they was watching the Houston Rockets, Utah Jazz, Western Conference Final game, and they saw me get 31 in game three, and they saw me hit a game winner in game four and about lost my mind and almost ran out the building. So they're all on Twitter and they see stuff like that. And so then they might go behind it and do a little research. So, you know, that's how it goes. And that's fine. I had one player plays for the Knicks. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to embarrass him. Because a lot of these guys, you know, they just don't know the game. They don't study the game. I think it's a prerequisite that they should have to study the game. Like, I really believe, like, these guys come into the league so young that they should have to pass a test before they can actually step on the floor about the history of the game. They have to take a class. I truly believe that.
I think it
would help them.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it would help them. But a guy asked me, he said, did you play in the NBA? That's what he asked me.
And what
I could have reached, and I was interviewing him too. I could have reached across the table and slapped. but he's kind of big. He's kind of big and strong, so I don't think I was like that. But I felt like I wanted to.
Eddie, you're awesome,
Eddie,
man.
On again.
We got to do this again, man, before Christmas. And it feels like, look, I had this feeling when the Warriors played OKC in 2016 in the Western Conference Finals. That entire regular season, they was nip and tuck between the two teams. Even though the Warriors had won all the regular season matchups, it feels like we're going to get more than four regular season games between these two teams when it's all said and done.
Yeah, but let me say this, guys, and so this is being real. Let's face it, both our teams have gotten benefit from a schedule early this year. And so we'll see. Like, you know, I think both teams will hit a wall, a semi-wall, you know, and it all depends on how they break through it. Now, you're going to get Clay back here, and so he's got to get acclimated. And I want Warrior fans to understand, please don't think the Clay that you used to see is going to show up in the first game.
I've been saying that all morning.
Wow, man.
Yep,
I think everybody knows that they follow me on Twitter. Like, Steph and Clay are two of my favorite players in the league. And I love them. I mean, obviously Steph, man, I played for the Charlotte Hornets with his dad. So I've been knowing Steph since he's been, you know, a little kid, he and Steph. So, I mean, they're two of my favorite players. But I want people to be patient with Clay. I mean, you out this long, man, I don't care how you look in simulated stuff. Now you got guys that's facing you and giving you that respect like you Clay Thompson of like yesterday, right away. You know, and that's when he's gonna be tested. But he'll get back to his rhythm because he's tremendous, but Just, you got to be patient.
All right, Eddie, with the Warriors and Suns meeting the playoffs, I'm thinking a little home and home. Me and Bonte come down to you. I see that you do the celebrity golf thing every year. Maybe we'll go hit up Papa Go. Maybe we go hit up Raven or whatever. Whatever your home course is down there, you come treat us, and then I'll treat you, and we'll do a little Harding. We'll do a little Olympic Club. Does that sound like some fun?
Let me tell you something. Man, look, you just said something, man, that, you know, look, it's only one thing that can distort me from, like, hanging out with the wife, and she knows it. Let's play some golf.
Let's go.
So, let's play some golf.
Let's go.
But I just tell you all to just do one more thing.
Huh?
You got to bring a little cash.
Oh, we can figure that out.
Hey, Eddie, I'm not a golfer.
They don't play golf.
Hey, I'll drive the cart around.
Golf for fun.
I'll drive the cart around and buy you a nice little cocktail, but I'm not gambling on my golf game. Oh, no. You're not going to hustle me like that.
I give you enough strokes, my man.
I'll make you
feel like you can beat me by the amount of strokes I'll give you.
This is a hustler.
You're not
right going
to get me, baby.
This is a hustler.
Hey, Eddie, I'm from the hood, baby. You ain't finna get me out some cash, man. Not going to do that, buddy. Eddie, you're the best. Hey, we love your NBA Today show on Sirius XM, seriously. And you do a great job on the Phoenix Suns broadcast. Have a good call tonight. Should be a fun game tonight.
Appreciate it. All right.